I read the Bible. You know, I haven't done what God says for the Israeli people to do yet. He says, you go over there, and if they won't acknowledge me, you go over and kill every man, woman, and child. You know, when's the last time you even thought about that? Well, the closer we get, the more I think about it. I mean, God told the Israeli people, if they don't believe in me and don't put me first, kill every man, woman, and child. Is that scary? That is scary. So Micah told him in a vision. In other words, this king is saying, tell me the truth. I don't want to just hear what everybody else said. I want to know what God says. And that's what people are looking for. What did God say? Well, you don't like it when God speaks. So Micah told him, in a vision, I saw all Israel scattered on the mountains like a sheep without a shepherd. And the Lord says, their master has been killed. Send them home in peace. Now, who is their master? The king Ahab. Do you think the king's going to like this? Let's go see what he says. The next verse. Didn't I tell you the king of Israel said to Jehoshaphat? He does it every time. He never prophesies anything but bad news for me. Now, why does he prophesy bad news for a wicked king? He's a wicked king. You know, that's just like if you come in and I say, you know, I'm not going to pray for you because you refuse to remit your sins. You're sick and afflicted and you're tormented and you got headaches and stomach problems and all kinds of stuff and you're a woman and you got some kind of a cancer in your female organs and all these kind of things. And I said, well, are you living with somebody out of wedlock? Yeah. In fact, Cheryl and I, we prayed for a woman with four children. This woman came up, had four children, and she had a cancer in her uterus. And when I saw she had a cancer in her uterus, I said, oh, I see you have four children. I said, where's your husband? She said, he's in prison. I said, how long has he been in prison? She said, about 2 years. I said, are you having sex with another man? She said, is something wrong with that? I thought, I guess if you profess to be a Christian and you don't know that, you obviously have not been in the Word. And I said, yes, honey, that's a sin. And you're having sex with a man you're not married to. That's why you're coming down with uterus cancer. And at first she said, well, what if I don't stop it? I said, then I ain't going to pray for you. Because it ain't going to do no good. God's not going to answer my prayer until you repent. I said, that's why you got the sickness in the first place. Well, I said, it's real easy. It should be. Here you got four little children. And a husband in prison is going to be there for, I think she said he was in for 10 years. You got four children to take care of. Now, if you die with uterus cancer, who's going to take care of your children? She said, there's nobody. I said, okay. It looks to me like it would be real simple, if you're a Christian, to make God a promise you will keep yourself clean and pure from this day forth. No sex. No sex, not once. And I said, because if you don't, there ain't going to be no use for me to pray for you because God's not going to hear my prayer. I am not the healer. He is. Do we all know that? So this woman finally repented of her sins and I said, you better be serious, woman. You better make sure you make God a promise that you will never go to bed with another man except your husband under no conditions, I don't care what it is, because if you do after what I've told you, I guarantee that cancer will come back, it'll be rapid, and you'll die early. So she repented, and we prayed for her, and the woman got well. Isn't that amazing? You know that... But people don't want to hear what God has to say. Just like this king, Ahab, he didn't want to hear this. Didn't I tell you the king of Israel said? Always says bad things about me. Then Micah continued. He said, listen to what the Lord says. I saw the Lord sitting on his throne with all his armies of heaven around him on his right hand and on his left. Now, what's this prophet seeing? He's seeing a scene in heaven with the Father up there and all the armies of heaven there. And wow, what a scene. And let's see what he says. Let's go on, verse 20 and 21. And the Lord said, who can entice Ahab to go into battle against Ramoth Gilead so he can be killed? Ooh, that's a scary one, huh? And that's God? Is that what it said? Do you want God to say that someday about you? You want to, oh, well, I got this bad boy sermon down here on the earth. Or CE or AA, let's you guys sharing this with me. Now, Thurman's not been a good boy, so I want my spirit, y'all figure out how we're going to get rid of him. Would you like for God to do that to you? That's kind of scary, isn't it, son? But he says here, so Ahab to go into battle against Ramoth Gilead so that he can be killed. There were many suggestions. In other words, one spirit's coming up and say, Lord, I know we'll do this. Another one comes up and says, Lord, I know we'll do this. But he says there were many suggestions, and he said, until finally a spirit approached the Lord and said, I can do it. Let's see what the Lord says. Take the next verse. How will you do this? The Lord asked. And the spirit replied, I will go out and inspire all of Ahab's prophets to speak lies. In other words, I will become a lying spirit in the mouths of all of his prophets. Ahab, go to war with Ramoth Gilead. You'll be the victor. You'll wipe them out. See, in those prophets' mouths, do you think they're telling the truth? They think they are. The men that are there, they believe in what they're saying because they believe they've heard from God, and they have. But it's a lie. They've heard from a spirit. Where did that spirit come from? From God. He was in the throne of God. He's the one made the suggestion, I will do this, and God says, go do it. Is that what he said? So you see, the Lord has put a lying spirit in the mouths of your prophets, for the Lord has determined disaster for you. Now see, he's been a bad king for a long time. And see, this is what happens to us today. Some of us as men and women, but especially men, we have been out of church. We have not put God first. We have lied. We've stole. We've cheated on our wives. We've done all kinds of things. We may even have divorced one or two wives. You know, I mean, men do stupid things. And then you get to be 50 or 60, and all of a sudden you come down with some kind of cancer. And you never realize that it's come time to judge you because you've not been putting God first. And you're sick. And you've been given a disastrous report from a doctor that you ain't got but maybe a year or two or 6 months left to live. You see this picture? So you see, the Lord has put a lying spirit in the mouths of your prophets, for the Lord has determined disaster for you. When God determines disaster for you, are you in trouble? You're in trouble. You're absolutely in trouble. And this is why he puts sickness and disease upon us, trying to bring us back to our senses. You know, if there was ever a time that a man will seek God, is when he gets to feeling real bad and he goes to the doctor and the doctor says, well, I'm sorry, you got about 3 months to live. You got a rapid growing cancer in your body. Or we need to do a heart transplant on you. Do you know how many men that are in church when they go in and they say you got to have a heart transplant? You know how many of them probably never even think about coming to church and asking God to forgive them and heal them? They just have the heart transplant done. Or the 4-quadruple bypass. I mean, how many people come to God for healing when they need something instead of going to a doctor? Not many. And so they go through all that, never realizing it was a sin. So anyway, this is awful. That verse 24 and 25, let's go on to the next verses. Then Zedekiah, son of Canaan, walked up to Micah and slapped him across the face. When did the Spirit of the Lord leave me to speak to you, he demanded. And Micah replied, you will find out soon enough when you find yourself hiding in some secret room. Now, we got two prophets here. One of them's real, and one of them's got a lying spirit from God in him. He's hearing from God, but it's a lying spirit. And so he don't understand that. So the other one, he really understands what's going on. So 26 and 27, next two verses. King Ahab of Israel then ordered, arrest Micah and take him back to Ammon, the governor of the city, and to my son Joash. Give them this order from the king. Put this man in prison and feed him nothing but bread and water until I return safely from the battle. Now see, can you get in trouble today by being a man of God? If you tell the truth, they want to lock you up. Have I encountered these kind of things? Absolutely. I mean, I went and spoke at Big Sandy a few years ago, And I did exactly what Bill Gothard asked me to, and we made the CD called God's Power. How many of you have ever heard that CD, God's Power? Is that an awesome CD? It is an awesome CD. I did exactly what Bill Gothard asked me to do. He asked me to talk about the scriptures and some of the miracles I've seen, all I could cover in an hour and a half. So I went down to Big Sandy with 3,000 people that day, and I spoke that anointed teaching from God's Word, things He had done, and in an hour and a half, and I didn't understand or know, but one of the men that was with me, he said that every time I'd tell a story, 3,000 people would stand up and give God a standing ovation. He said that happened 13 times in an hour and a half. I didn't know it. I wasn't even seeing that. I was just teaching the Word. After my hour and a half, I started at 9 till 10:30, and whenever it was over, some of the people said, "We want this man to pray for us." So out of 3,000 people, I don't know how many people came over to the other side, but they came and got me and wanted to know if I'd go over there and pray. So I went over there, and I started praying for people, and I prayed for people until 6 o'clock that evening, and I never sat down. I stayed until they closed the meeting that afternoon, and I prayed for people. And God did awesome miracles of healing as I prayed for people that day. And the next morning, you would think everybody would say, "Wow, praise the Lord for what He's done." But the next morning, the men of his board, pastors and PhDs from seminaries, met and said, "We will not have this kind of teaching in your seminars no more." They crucified me, and they throwed me out, and they removed me from the Bill Gothard conferences. He had already signed me up to speak at 4 or 5 of his conferences all across the country. They took me out, and within 1 week, my CD was removed and everything. You could buy that conference after that, but you couldn't. I spoke the next morning, too, for an hour, but you could not get either one of those teachings. But yet, the second teaching was that morning when I woke up at 4 o'clock, the Lord woke me up and said, "Son, I don't want you to teach on what Brother Bill Gothard told you to preach on today. I want you to teach my people how to get a lost person saved the way I have taught you to do it."
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast in its entirety titled, "Jesus' Healthcare Plan," or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.